各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。
Hello, I'm Jody, and welcome to American Cafe. Hey, Yang Chen, guess what this sound is?
听不大出来，好像是有人打电话恶作剧，是不是？
No, 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 it's not an obscene phone call. It's the sound of scuba diving.
Scuba diving, 潜水呢，一定很好玩吧？哎Jody, 我一直想学，可是我很怕水。
Well, if you want to study scuba diving, you'd better get over that.
说到 scuba diving, 我就想到还要全副武装，背着那个很重的潜水设备，那太难了吧。
Well, the next time the scuba tour comes around, you should try it.
Scuba tour 是什么呢？潜水不是要到那种热带或者是靠近海洋的旅游胜地吗？
Oh, that's the special thing about the scuba tour. It comes to you.When I went to the Health and Fitness Exposition at the D.C. Convention Center, there they had a scuba tour. But let's hear from Scott Evans, who was a member of the scuba tour, to find out what it is.
My name is Scott Evans. We're at the D.C. Convention Center doing the scuba tour, which is an experience for non-divers to discover scuba, basically.
Oh, scuba tour 就是到不同的地方举办活动，教那些初学者体验潜水的乐趣。嗯，这倒真是个好主意哈。
Oh, it's a brilliant idea, especially if you are in the scuba business. The scuba tour brings it to people who may not have a chance to try it. Here's another diver named John talking about why the scuba tour is important.
Well, my name is John. I'm from the dive shop in Fairfax, Virginia.There's always people who've always wanted to try it, and that's one of the nicest things about an event like this is that they have a chance to try it in a non-threatening environment.
嗯，太棒了！通过这样的活动，让大多数人不出远门就能学习潜水。
Exactly, and I think when John mentioned non-threatening, that's really important. The scuba tour brought the pool, the equipment, but not the sharks.
没错，虽然 Jody 刚才提到有鲨鱼是有点吓唬人，不过第一次学潜水就跑到海里的确是很惊险。哎，游泳池当然让人觉得安全多了。你那天去的时候一定人很多吧？
Oh, there were many people waiting in line to try out scuba diving.
哎，我们说了半天，是不是先给大家解释一下 scuba 这个词是怎么来的？
Well, first we should explain that scuba is an acronym, S-C-U-B-A.And it stands for something. Here's John Harmon to give us an explanation.
Okay, my name is John Harmon. Scuba stands for self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Scuba 这个词在中文里就是水肺，是一种帮助人在水下呼吸的设备。
The self-contained underwater breathing apparatus, or scuba equipment, allows you to stay underwater like a fish.
那我们来形容一下它的样子好吗？
Yeah, let's have John explain the specific equipment used for scuba diving.
And basically what that consists of is some equipment, which is a tank, which contains air, a regulator, which actually is the apparatus that we breathe off of to deliver the air from the tank to our mouth, and a vest, which actually allows us to sink underwater or float at the surface.
哇，听他这么一说啊，这种潜水设备实在是挺吓人的哈，又是氧气罐，又是呼吸器，还得穿上那个潜水背心。
Oh, exactly. Well, think about it. You're going underwater. You need good equipment. There's an air tank, the regulator that delivers the air from the tank, and the vest for floating or sinking. And Yang Chen, don't forget about the wetsuit. Trusting the equipment for breathing is the hardest thing for a scuba student.To learn.
嗯，没错。我觉得对我来说最难做到的，大概也就是对你的设备感到放心，特别是在深水里。那万一出现意外情况怎么办呢？
Exactly, your life depends on it. So let's hear what George had to say.
You got to learn to trust the equipment, and that's probably the biggest thing for students is to trust the equipment. The equipment is high performance. This is life support equipment.
我完全同意 George 的话。
I know, even though he says it's high performance, life support equipment, I would still be nervous.
哎，等一等，你说你也会觉得 nervous, 那说了半天你自己也不敢下水啊。
Well, see, the line was really long, Yang Chen, and I wanted to try it, but you know...
好了好了，你不用解释了，反正我知道你没敢下水就是了。
Possibly. Okay, thanks for joining us on American Cafe. That's all the time we have for today.
好，谢谢大家收听，我们下次节目再见。